come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to
Mighty House.
No, oh, it's only pull on the way out.
No, he said we're hot or cool, right?
No, he said pull. He didn't know.
No, he said you're hot, though.
Yeah, he said you're hot.
Well, Ron's always hot.
Yeah. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. You can use the promo code SAVE10 to save 10% on all their cleaning products. Just go to MightyHouse.net, or you can go to MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you go to the Mighty House team page, you'll find a lot of great companies there that can help you out. Just go to mightyhouse.net, click on the team page, and scroll through there. You'll find all kinds of heating and cooling people, painting people, flooring people. All that gets you squared away right there. If you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. One more, Rich. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you looking for Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. Okay. Done.
Nice.
So.
That's a good thing.
How long are we going to let this box sit there, Robbie?
Oh, as soon as I respond to this email, we're going for that.
Oh, yeah? What's the email? Or are we not allowed to talk about that on the air?
No, we can talk about it.
Okay.
No, we can't.
No? Okay. So what is it?
Okay. I'm teasing. I want everybody to go on Facebook Live.
Okay.
So why don't you guys direct people? Okay. You know what? Hold on.
All right. So,
let me just change this. No.
All right,
I'm going to do it different.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody go to Facebook Live.
Okay.
So
yes.
I just need a minute. I need a minute to get people to go to Facebook Live.
So that's fine.
So they could open this.
So let's do one other quick thing. I saw something I thought was perfect for Rich.
Okay. Please do.
It's a coffee cup that he can just leave sitting on his desk since he's a desk jockey now. It's a coffee cup that keeps your coffee warm all day long.
I saw that.
I'm going to guess it's got to be battery operated, or I was thinking it was one of those induction type deals. It's got a metal plate to keep the coffee warm because you can dial it up and down. You can adjust the temperature of your cup.
Really?
Yeah. So if you like it, you know, hot chocolate at a certain temperature, you can set it on there. So it's almost like it's got a saucer. That's the actual electrical part that you plug in. And then that way you can take your coffee cup on and off and you set it back down. That's what it looks like it does. I didn't get a full scoop of it. But I just thought that would be perfect for your coffee to keep it warm all day long.
It probably would, but there is one flaw in your logic.
What's that?
I quit drinking coffee.
Oh, jeez.
Sort of. I mean, I drink it like I just had two cups this morning, and I will regret it all day.
Yeah. Sorry. What are you doing, Rob?
Sorry.
Turn your volume down.
She's having her own show.
No, I had some issues because it went out. It froze, so then I had to get it back.
So it froze?
Yes.
Stand still, Rich.
But when I got it back, the volume was way up.
And then, see, that's froze. See? Is that how that works? Rich and I
That's
both
what
did
it does.
Yeah, I'm freezing. Get it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I could do this for a long time.
Yeah. So people start messing with the mouse. Like, oh, what's going on? Why aren't they there?
Yes.
Right? So
now somebody said they couldn't get us.
But anyway,
on the radio.
So that cup you posted it, but it doesn't say like how it works.
No, it doesn't say how it works.
There it go. There it is. I can't stop drinking out of this temperature regulating cup. Mug, excuse me. Man, I got to adjust my mouse. It seems like it scrolls too fast.
Okay.
Okay, so are we up and running there, Robbie?
Well, I have another email because somebody says that their wife, the CPA, disagrees, Rich, on what you said about keeping all of the files.
Uh-huh.
So please elaborate. I'm saying elaborate.
Okay.
That's fine.
See, now Johnny's going to go to sleep on us. He is so bored with this show now, he's falling asleep.
And then we had somebody
I don't blame him.
Who said they couldn't get it on, couldn't get you on the radio.
Yeah. Well.
And I'm not sure what happened because then somebody said, per your sister. I'm like, I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
Okay. And one man's junk is another man's treasure, and that was us to saying about the gifts. Okay, yes. Speaking of gifts.
Uh-huh.
Da, 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 da. I'd sing a Christmas. Do you have a Christmas song to play?
No.
Please?
No.
Rich.
We're trying to do a show here.
Okay.
I'm giving you a Christmas present. It's okay to play all the Chris Stapleton songs, but we can't play a Christmas song because we're doing a show?
Yes.
Really? You know, some people I met over this week said I don't give you a hard enough time. They said we only listen to the show for me to keep you in line. Wow.
That's fine.
Yeah,
really?
That's fine. Because Ron gets to play three random songs from a guy who I happen to like. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked for a Christmas song so I can give you an effing Christmas gift.
And the delivery is beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. I asked for a Christmas song to give you a present. And you say, we have a radio show to do here. Johnny, do you get what's going on here?
No, he's falling asleep, man. We're putting him to sleep.
I can't.
He's
anybody
not paying
who
attention.
Can't believe what just happened. 847-475-1590.
How's that
I'm
for Christmas
sit down
music?
For the rest of this. It's getting old now.
So is your rudeness. That's getting really old.
See, there goes his coffee. I thought
good
he quit.
For him. Yeah, I thought he quit.
No, water.
He quit the radio.
Oh. Do you need a blade for that? You need my MacGyver to cut that open? No?
Yes, you can MacGyver. It's yourself. It's for you.
Well,
I
here.
Can change my mind.
What? No.
Rich gets
what?
Rich gets nothing.
What do you mean Rich gets nothing?
He said, this is getting old now.
I get coal.
Yeah, he gets coal.
He's so rude.
But there's no room to do this
He's
here.
He's so flipping rude.
All right, so we're on the Facebook Live for you.
Can you see it on Facebook Live?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this close
enough? I didn't
to
even get
Christmas
my book on how to start fires.
No.
No one's talking to you nor listening to you.
I'm still reading it or looking at it.
Oh, are you?
It's
okay.
It sounds pretty goofy that there's a book just on starting fires, but there's a lot to it.
Right.
It's a couple hundred pages of how to start a fire. What'd you get? And Don wanted one of these?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm gonna say it's from Klein Tools. I'm just guessing. I'm guessing. Whoa. They're both the same?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
And you have to talk a lot about it so that Klein knows how much I appreciate them sending these gifts. That I specifically requested two of them for Ron and Rich. I mean, Ron and my husband, Don.
Uh-huh. So,
but if you could talk about them, then we could let Klein know how much we appreciate this.
And actually, this is something that I was looking at getting because...
You've seen this?
Yes. Klein Tools makes a it's a backpack.
Yes,
but it's
so cool.
A book bag?
No.
Tool box?
See, look at I don't can you see this?
Can we zoom in on that?
No, you can't zoom in.
You know, hold it up to the camera in front of me.
Okay.
It actually shows fairly well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I have my wires. All
okay, but yeah, if you hold it up there,
yeah.
Then people could see this.
Whoa! Look at that. It's
really.
Cool. Yeah.
Hang on a second. My dad's calling. He forgets I do the show.
So it's got a bunch of different bags and zippers. So what it's good is all for all your hand tools. So you can put a lot of hand tools in here, your testing equipment, if all your electrical stuff. And so you can put
Very
all
cool.
that in here. It's really neat.
And then when you're on your what?
Hmm?
When you're riding your...
Motorcycle?
Yes, and you need to go to a client.
I do a service call. That's what I do now. I put it in my other backpack. I throw tools in there. But they're not organized like this
mm-hmm.
is. So that's the difference.
So you have this very nice organized tool bag from Klein Tools.
Right.
And what's it called? One minute.
Yep, there's 1 minute left.
The Tradesman Pro Organizer. The Tradesman Pro Organizer Tool Gear Backpack. 35 pockets. An orange interior.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, this is nice. Ballistic weave for durability. Coated tough diamond texture material. Zipper pocket has space for pencils and small items. Upper pocket holds cell phone, keys, etc. Orange interior to find tools easily. 35 pockets. Tall interior pockets for long screwdrivers, shoulder straps with extra padding.
It's all in there. Pretty good.
Awesome.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Cool. You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Cool.
You're very welcome.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We want to, they see if they're hot. Yeah, I actually got to make them hot, Johnny. That's how that works. Okay,
burn yourself.
That's it. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. You can use the promo code SAVE10 to save 10% on all their cleaning products. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Awesome.
So, the Klein Tools. Here's something I was just thinking about, Rich. You ready for this?
Uh-oh. Yep.
Because I just saw they're starting to stroll in from Open Road Radio.
Open Radio.
So now what we need to do is have a bike build off with them. So each of us gets a trike, and then we have to figure out how to get all of Klein Tools on this trike by putting different toolboxes and stuff. Cut it up and actually make a service vehicle out of a trike. What do you think? Put a ladder rack on there.
Way too much time on your hands.
You cut between the wheels, you could have, instead of back there, where you have all the bags and stuff, you can cut all that off, put in some nice toolboxes, do a diamond plating thing so that you can hold all your tools in there, put the power tools in there, and then that could be built up high enough to where you could have a ladder rack over the front.
Well, then you got to have enough power to pull it, right?
Oh, no, but if you're on a trike, that's got a 1600.
Well, you know what a Boss Hog is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that, too.
So there's a guy down here that comes down all the time. He's got a fully custom, but he's running LS7, a small block 427. The thing is, his motorcycle has a 2-speed automatic, and it's 658 horsepower.
Yes. Insane. Absolutely insane.
It's insane is right. But it's a trike, so it don't fall over.
Right, right. That's amazing.
There's lots of those down here. Lots of guys like them.
Yeah, so I mean, we could do a Klein bike build-off with Open Road Radio. And Gina's just the person to put that together, too,
I would think the only thing is they've got a definite advantage, because you don't really build bikes when you own rice burners. You just fix them.
I just ride
and they
them.
Do mostly like American iron, so yes. It's better.
Yeah. Well, we would start with something that's already there and just cut it up, That's what I was thinking. And then see what, but we're going to know better how to get the tools on there. That's our advantage. And get the storage thing. That's what I would think.
So we may have a big storage bike that doesn't run. They will have a bike that looks and runs well, but won't have any place for the tools.
Exactly.
Yes, which defeats the purpose of the whole thing.
No, it's just to get Klein Tools' name out there. That's all. It's a Klein Tool bike build-off, See, that's the whole sale of the thing. So, cool. All right. Well, thank you, Robbie.
Oh, you're very welcome. I was just looking up pricing online in case anybody
for trikes.
No, for the Klein tool bag, in case anybody was interested in purchasing their own.
Yes.
Right now, I'm finding them on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people could do Prime shipping,
and still
Amazon
have it.
Prime, and still have it right away.
Yep.
And right now on Amazon, it's about $75.
$75.
Yeah, so go online if you're interested. It's a Klein Tools 55475 Tradesman Pro Tool Gear Backpack for about $75.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the hard rubber bottom, too, so you can set it down and you don't wear it out. Like, the bottom of mine gets worn out after time because the tools and stuff are just laying in the bottom of it.
Well, you got to stop dragging it around.
Well, no, because you set it down all the time.
No, it's all, but you drag it over, like, moved over, you got to drag it over.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
So this, you
could set, normal.
You could set it down. It's got a hard plastic bottom to it, so it opens up and it'll stand there, too. So that would be pretty cool. So, excellent. All right, and let's see, what else we got? We covered the humidity thing, I think, where Rich got called out. We did that in the first hour. We talked about
Which Dawn also came back, said thanks, so that's fine. We're good there.
And covered the Christmas tree fires. People, watch your cords and make sure that the lights and stuff you're putting up are not going to be shorting out. If they're too old, throw them out. It's not that expensive to go buy a new set. And you would want to get LED ones anyway, so they'll be a lower voltage
and
less expensive to run.
And you should always take, and like me, if you don't have a workbench, I guess you can't. But I mean, I always took mine, put them on the garage in a workbench, and would start at one, and then just run your hand down it, right? Looking for anything that felt nicked. Didn't find that. Then I'd plug it in. Then I'd, you know, make sure everything worked well.
Oh, you don't plug it in first?
Before I took them.
You don't look for the next.
Well, there's no reason to go put them all up and then find out you got a problem. That's just silly to me. But
yeah.
And like you said, I think we threw them away every couple 3 years because it's not worth it.
Right.
They just.
Yeah. So they're going to short out. You're going to have problems. So it's better to be safe. And you don't by using LEDs, you have less chance of overloading a circuit that way too. So
true story.
So that we talked about
Yeah. Like last week when I was talking about like the winter or the Christmas stuff, that was one of the things that said is do not, you know, put more than three strings together.
Mm-hmm.
But with the LEDs, you could do 10 probably, you know.
Right. Exactly. Right. And it's a lot safer that way. So the other thing we covered.
Robbie, what you waving at?
People who keep joining us on Facebook Live because it shows every time someone joins. Yeah. So then I wave.
Yeah.
Hello. I say thank you for joining.
Uh-huh. And wave.
And I wave.
Okay.
And if they drop off, do you flip them? No. Moving along.
Well, they would never see it if you did that. So, you know.
Yeah, so it's counterproductive.
Right. See, Rich has a value to the show, Robbie. I know you don't think so, but right there, there's the value.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
It's not a large value. It's just something, but it's value all the same. It's like somebody saying, do you have any chance at that? Yeah, it's like one in a million. Okay, so you're saying I have a chance.
Exactly.
That's the same reason why people play the lottery every week.
Right.
And have a chance.
And one,
it's somewhere between slim and none,
but
it's a chance.
You've got a chance. So the other thing we need to double check, and I just want to cover again in this third hour, is the carbon monoxide. There was another woman passed away, and her daughter is granddaughter's in the hospital because they were running the oven, supposedly. That's what the fire department's saying, and trying to heat the house with the oven because the furnace had been serviced and was not working properly. It may be that the furnace was serviced and not running properly and dumping carbon monoxide into the house too. We don't know.
But either way,
you should have a carbon monoxide detector. At a minimum, the ones you get at the store is something you need to get. That will at least get you started, and you're still going to get sick if you have those, but you know, it's better than nothing. Ideally, you want to have a low level carbon monoxide detector. And right now,
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, and again, I mean, you know, with Christmas a couple of days away, you know, you're probably going to be doing a turkey or a ham and having that oven on. Crack a window.
Yes.
You know, and get some fresh air in the house, you know. I mean, even if it's 10 degrees outside, it won't help with the humidity in your house. It will dry it out faster.
Yes.
But, you know, I think I'd still rather have a little dry skin than, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right. And so if you have the low-level carbon monoxide detectors, right now, the only place we can find them is at Keith Security. and they're in Highland Park, and that's K-E-Y-T-H, if you want to look them up. It's some, they're
E-Y-T-H.
Yes, I believe so.
E.
And you can pick up a low-level one from them. They start alarming at 5 parts per million, I believe. So you're going to, instead of the ones that you buy at the store, that don't go off until it hits 40. So, or 70, I believe. And it has to be there for 4 hours before the alarm goes off. So you'll be quite sick and have headaches and everything else by the time that thing alarms.
Well, and the other problem is once you open a door, it starts over again.
Right.
So, you know, you could be in there 3.5 hours not feeling good. Somebody walks in to check on you and it resets. So the carbon monoxide detector's not going to go off. So I don't really like those too much, but you don't have a lot of choice.
No, because that's all that's there. So, you ready to go to the phones there, Rich?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Let's go. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
No problem. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good.
Just called to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas, prosperous New Year.
Same to you, sir.
Big plans this weekend?
No.
A lot of food.
No. Just probably go down to the beach and make a sand snowman. Have a couple of Coronas, let me listen to some Jimmy Buffett, and then put pictures on Facebook to piss off my friends in Chicago.
Oh, no, can't you do a snow or a sand angel? Can't you do that?
That's probably easier than building a snowman out of sand.
Yes, yeah. Do a sand angel for us then, and you can post that.
Well, since you put it that way, I can make a suggestion as to what you might want to do with the sand, but... In the spirit of the holidays, I'm going to keep it clean. And again, wish you guys a great Christmas and New Year. And I'm going to head off now.
Excellent. Well, thanks for calling, Jeff.
Merry Christmas to you too, sir.
Take care.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Excellent. That's very cool.
Yeah. Hey, so this Keith Security.
Yes.
I'm not coming up with them per se. Is theirs possibly I don't find their website.
KEYTH.
KEYTH, but I can't find their website. I got, you know, of course, Angie's Crap and all that other stuff. Facebook.
Try Keith Security.
Dun and Bradstreet.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of weird.
Try Technologies.
Oh, Keith Technologies?
That's the Facebook page. All right, let me try that way.
I didn't know if
I saw Technologies.
Just Keith.
Just Keith?
KEYTH.com.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So you can go
there it is.
And you can pick up the low level carbon monoxide detectors from them. So,
well, I haven't heard from my friends who were getting headaches overnight and all that. And I had them go get those reactive discs.
Right.
You know, once you take them out of the package, if carbon monoxide is present, they'll change color right away.
Right.
So I had them get some of those just to see, because I didn't know if they were, you know, furnace backdrafting, water heater, whatever.
Right.
But I've never heard back from them. So.
Well, and there's another, if you look at your furnace and right around the collar where the exhaust goes out, if it's all brown and dark there or it looks like it's cooked, then you know you've got some backdrafting. And the same thing on your water heater. If it's all dark around the exhaust area and there's black soot there, you know you're backdrafting and there's something, you need to have it checked out. So Robbie's waving.
Hi, everybody.
We're on the Facebook Live. We'll be back right after this. You are listening to...
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. You can use the promo code SAVE10 to save 10% on all their cleaning products. Just go to MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Given the choice between the two of you.
I'm sorry. It's like I hear you say it, MrFloor.com. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. He's saying Mr. Floor. I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm supposed to say it.
See, there you go. I hesitated, and you weren't paying attention, so boom, I did it.
Mr. Floor.
Well, and at Facebook, her head's all down when she's working hard and stuff. So.
Yeah, I know.
I am.
So I think on the Facebook, if you go to our Facebook page and you click on the Call Now button on our Facebook page, it should call us directly, too. I don't know. I've never tried that. I know we set it up so people can just call. If you go to our Facebook page, and you can hit Call, and boom. We'll go right there. Is Johnny going to try it right now? Yeah, there goes Johnny. He's going to try it. Now give him something to do so he doesn't fall asleep on us. He's so bored. He's so bored with us. He's like, dang, I drew the short straw. This sucks.
So let me ask you, because we just got a message on Facebook. Hi, I can't get the live feed on Facebook to work on my Chromebook. Don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why that would be.
Will you all have live shows next Saturday? I've been telling a lot of people about the show. I need a card with the info because people never remember what you tell them. Have a great holiday. And this is from Catherine Forrest. Which brings us to the question. Are we having a live show next Saturday?
I don't think we're going to. I was talking to Kevin during the last break there, a couple breaks ago.
We were chatting about it. You must have left the room.
Yeah. We'll run something next week. And take next Saturday off. How's that?
Okay.
That way you can which family? How many places are you going? How many different places are you going for Christmas?
Not that many.
Really?
Yeah, because I already did some last week.
Okay. It's amazing.
So we will be off on New Year's Eve.
Eve, right? Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then you can go down south for that weekend. Is that what you were planning?
No, I'm going down south. Mid-January.
Oh, no, I mean like southern in Illinois. So no.
Although now that you said it.
Now you can, see? Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be in Orlando at the International Builders Show, January 9th to the
11th. Oh, I won't make it.
And we didn't.
Dang.
We still need to get a hold of Rainer, or not Rainer, the garage door company, and see if we can do their booth.
Yeah.
That week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to let us do it. He keeps ignoring us. He's not returning our phone calls. I don't understand why.
I don't know why. No, actually, it's funny because I got to go, you know, obviously my employer. And then I have my lead estimators going this year.
Right.
And I said, yeah, it'd be nice to be able to just walk around and do some Facebook Live stuff with, you know, new products and all that. But my employer's like not into that.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's conflict of interest, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm on their dime.
Right. I dig that.
But then the thing, you know, what goes on, though, that's what I was talking to Richie Z. The Mecum auction's on, like, so the Builder Show is 9th to the 11th, and I think the Mecum auction is, like, the 10th to the 14th.
Uh-huh.
So while I'm in Orlando, Kissimmee's, like, the next little town, right?
Yes.
So there's trailers and cars, and
and
I'm like, I'm at a Builder Show, and I'm like, how do I get out of here? Go over there.
Well, you can go over there at night after the show's over, right? Or do you have evening events?
No, there's always something to do between, you know, like Kohler and Moen and GE. And because we're such, you know, we build so much that we get kind of special things at night. So
all those events and evening networking things to go to.
Yes. But at least next year's back in Las Vegas.
Good. Are you ready, Rob?
If you're ready.
Go.
Email song?
Oh, jeez. You could have let me know.
You told me to get an email ready, so I got an email ready.
I didn't.
Right. I got her back on this one, even though we don't see eye to eye very often. But you did tell her that. You should have been ready to go.
Too little, too late, Rich.
Well, we can't see eye to eye. You're like a foot and a half shorter.
Here's your mail today. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
This was sent to Rich.
Yeah.
We have been in our 78-year-old brick bungalow since 1982. I've read more and more about lead in our homes. I would like to have someone come to my home with an XRF handheld device and check for lead and cadmium.
Let me interrupt you just real quick. It's called an X-ray fluorescent gun. And what it does is it determines lead through multiple layers by using X-rays.
Cool.
Continue.
And cadmium, am I pronouncing that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cadmium under the Proposition 65 standards, not just for structural, but also for many items in my home, including my Noritake dishware. I have Googled and searched and no such luck. I even have called companies and mostly just do lead paint. I've even tried to take classes and rent one for a day. No such luck. I have to have a certain license to do that. I'm a grandma now and want to make sure my granddaughter is safe and know how important it is for children not to be exposed. Any thoughts and help would be greatly appreciated. P.S. All I want to do is check my home, not announce to the world how much lead there is. I did contact a company in Texas that used to rent to the private sector and had problems, so they stopped.
Okay.
The end.
The end. So okay. How do we properly deal with lead in the home?
So there's a number of things. Well, that's the thing. There's a number of things with this email where, okay, so the house is 78 years old. It's probably got lead-based paint in it somewhere. But she's been in the house for so long that it's probably been repainted a number of times. So the lead paint is typically encapsulated. So that makes it safe. Another thing is you do not ever want to test your house for lead-based paint, because if it comes up positive, then you have to, it gets the lead inspector who did that has to report it to the county. Your house is now tagged. It means it was tested, it was confirmed, and good luck selling it. You know what I mean? It's just not a good thing. So you're better off, if you want to test, go get lead check swabs. You can get them at any, you know, paint department, in any box store or hardware store. When you use those, there's instructions on how to do the little chip to cut through the layers of paint. You use that thing, you crack the two little vials, you mix it, and you do it. That will not tell you it's lead-based paint. What that will tell you is that lead is present. And there's a big distinction there, because as long as you know lead is present, you work with lead-safe work practices, you don't have to go crazy. You know, it doesn't have to be reported and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big issue. What was with that? The cleaning part of it. If she's worried about her granddaughter, there were two things that I suggested to her. Was one, make sure her granddaughter either eats well or has an iron supplement.
Right.
Because children whose blood is high in iron are less likely to absorb lead. So that's a big reason why they do the breakfast programs in a lot of schools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is cleaning. Is lead-based paint was typically used on trim. And double hung windows are the biggest culprit for the problem, because every time you raise and lower the sash, it rubs, makes a fine dust. So you want to wash window sills in the area below the window sills, the wall and the floor around those windows. And you want to just use warm soapy water, maybe put a little vinegar in it. And the reason you use vinegar is lead is attracted to acid. So by adding a little vinegar, it'll make a better cleaning solution. And just clean your windows and, you know, window sills and the floor. So
just wipe it all down.
Yeah. But again, the house at that age, they've been in it, what did you say, 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've painted more than once.
Yeah.
So the lead-based paint would be encapsulated, so undisturbed, it's harmless.
Right. So what if I lived in a house that was built in 1975? Do I have to do anything, worry about that?
Yeah, everything up till 1987.
Okay,
was it 87? God, I'm forgetting things now. 78.
78.
No, 78.
Yeah.
78. I think you screwed me up because you said 75,
uh-huh.
But it doesn't make matter. But 78. Well, they banned the use of lead-based paint prior to that, but the whole thing was they were waiting for everything to run out of production and so on. You
right.
know, like some of it was in a warehouse and, you know.
Yeah. So if your house was built after 78, then you have no issues. You don't need to worry about it. And,
correct.
And you're going to be okay. It might be in your children's toys coming from China, or, you know, in some piece of furniture you bought that came over from China. So that might be an issue, but the actual house itself, it'll be okay.
Well, that's to me what, like when I was training all this, that was the nice thing about the lead check swabs. Like in your house, I would never test. If I was coming to put windows in your house, I would not test. I would simply follow the lead safe work practices by closing off my work areas, putting down plastic and cleaning well.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all the OSHA or the EPA requires. It's simple.
Right.
But the lead check swabs are great for checking toys, and, you know, she brought up some of her old dishes and all that.
Right.
Those are what's great, because you'll test, and if it doesn't change color, there's no lead present, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Okay.
Keep talking, because I was going to say about 20 years ago, we did lead testing with the swabs,
mm-hmm.
Because my husband's mom collected depression glass.
Okay.
And so we did a lot of checking. But talk amongst yourselves, because I'm reading something about this, and it says, I have to read more, the short of it is that the lead check test swabs, while a terrific tool for testing lead and paint, are not intended for nor effective in testing for lead in most dishware.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so keep reading and I'll see why.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me, because it would have, if it's glazed, it may have lead in it, but it's under the glazing, again,
correct,
it's encapsulated. So I could understand that.
Right, because a lot of...
You'd have to put a chip, like if you put a chip in the plate or mm-hmm. break the plate in half and then test the edge, it would probably work.
Right.
But I don't know, it might hurt the plate when you break it in half.
Yeah, most dishes are high-fire ceramic. Even if they contain a very high level of lead, they may not test positive. They may not test positive.
Because that could be in the paints, that, you know, whatever decoration they're putting on the plate itself, but that's all done before they fire it. So,
well, and lead crystal is just that. Like, you know, your good Irish crystal and all that, that has lead in it. So you're never supposed to leave your scotch or whiskey, whatever, in the decanter for any length of time, because the lead will leach into it and you will drink it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's one of those things, too. I don't know that it would test positive with a lead check, but...
So that's what's going on. They constantly were drinking their scotch all the time, so they were drunk all the time. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Like Mad as a Hatter was because they used mercury for making hats. And
yes.
Drove them nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Or made them nuts.
All right, we'll be back to close this out right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeApprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. All right. And, wait, hold on. Can you crank Robbie's mic up a little bit?
Well, it's just below it.
Yeah. No, it's you. It was. Are we there? Try it now, Robbie.
Okay, I was told that I need pepper spray for you two. Believe me, I wish I were closer to Rich. It was better when I could just pull the hair out of his legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
But yes, I need pepper spray for Rich. So thank you for commenting that. I really appreciate it. Also... We were talking about lead testing and cadmium testing.
Yep.
And I was just scrolling on this person who does all this environmental testing and stuff. Just something caught my eye here.
Just creeping on him?
I was creeping on it. Mardi Gras beads. Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah.
She tested some Mardi Gras beads from 2012, and they had 315 parts per million of lead. And they say... toxic for children is any item with 90 parts per million. And Mardi Gras beads had 312. These that she tested, and she did get the machine, the TX, whatever machine.
XRF.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I'm not unbelievable but every kid has those in every home I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And they put them in their mouth.
Sure.
And so Mardi Gras beads have lead in them.
Yeah, but you know what? Like I said, when you think about all the things, it's usually long-term exposure or high exposure. So sucking on a bead like for a few minutes is not going to hurt the child typically. When we were kids, we used to cast our own lead sinkers.
Yes.
And we would bite the, you know, they come out of the mold and you'd bite them off.
Right.
And that's lead, pure lead.
Right.
It doesn't contain some lead. It's lead.
It is lead. Right.
But because of a good diet, because we didn't do that every day, you know, and so on, you're less susceptible to lead poisoning. That's why it's typically in low income areas, is because the diet is not good. You need to eat in the morning.
And have
iron.
Right. And have a balanced diet, and a lot of that'll help.
Right.
But then Also, those areas are generally older homes. They haven't been maintained. And so then the doors are, you know, haven't been painted and sealed. The windows haven't been painted and sealed. So they're rubbing and going up and down, creating that dust. And it's that long-term exposure to dust that's the problem.
So that's why it's always typically low-income or immigrant populations, because mm-hmm. those are the areas that they tend to live in. So
right.
It's always coincidental.
Yes.
Or trackable. Traceable?
Sure.
Trackable.
Yeah.
Predictable?
Yeah.
No, that's why the education is so important, you know.
Right.
It starts with subs. Guys working on the job, don't add to the problem. Make sure you clean it up, you know. So.
Little things like that.
Anyway. Yes.
Okay.
So.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. What are you guys doing for Christmas? Robbie, you just hanging out in Chicago? Ron going over to Ohio?
Nope. I go nowhere.
You go nowhere?
I go nowhere. Me either.
I go nowhere.
The whole clan comes to our house this year.
Oh, that's nice.
For Christmas.
Both sides?
No.
Okay.
No. There's.
So do you have to do the 2-weekend thing? You know, Christmas
no.
with one side, one day? No.
No. No. Because my dad's in Oklahoma or probably Wyoming now, and then my sister's in Virginia, my other sister's in Ohio. They're all over
the
place.
Well, that's how my family is.
Yeah, just spread everywhere. So maybe that's a Cowgill thing. We're just spread out all over the place. I don't know.
Just contaminating. We're like locusts. We just get all over the country.
Exactly. That's just it. So,
And my older brother, he just bought a 47-acre ranch outside of Athens, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name of the town now. But I'm like, really? You're a farmer now?
Well, wow.
I got fields. I'm like, really? Grew up in Chicago. What the hell do you know about fields?
He's going to learn. So, he's getting back to his roots.
Yeah. Back. Well, the upside is the neighbors have cattle, and they've already asked, can we put some of the cattle on your, you know,
uh-huh.
and I'm sure you get paid in tenderloin or something.
Well, that could be, or you lease the land out, you know.
Absolutely.
For grazing. Sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That works.
And
good.
Georgia's got, like, well-fed, good cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, not like that Florida stuff you see on the side of the road where they look like they're anorexic or something.
Yeah. What? There's nothing for them to eat down there? What's going on?
No, just grass and alligators.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then with the humidity, they just sweat it all out, I guess. I don't know.
That could be. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so Robbie?
Yes. Sorry, somebody said that they posted something.
Holy Christ, Catherine Forrest, she just wrote you a novel.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh.
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that one. You might have to read that,
Robbie. But it was about pottery with lead and no lead.
Okay. So we got into the lead, no lead thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is one reason they got rid of all the lead from gasoline, too, because that was just putting lead in the air and contaminating everything. So
it would settle into the ground, into the dirt.
Yep. And then you would... Eating your vegetables, thinking you were healthy, ingesting all this lead.
Yes, because tomatoes absorb it. Any acidic plant, mm-hmm. so tomatoes would absorb a lot of lead from the soil.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
So there we go.
Okay.
So we will take off. I guess we're going to take off next week for sure. Well, we'll do a rerun.
It's your call.
Yeah, I think we take next week off. And Kevin's back there. Kevin. He can run it.
As long as you're here, Steve says he's getting too much exercise running back and forth to the volume control. I'm listening to your show on TuneIn. The difference between the show's volume and the commercial volume is ear-shattering. Also, during the show, when you guys are talking to each other, the levels are up and down. Sometimes I miss what was said. The level goes so low. Anything you guys can do to fix this? Okay, now you can play that We've Got Email song. Hee, hee, hee. Thanks from Stephen Elgin.
There you go.
Yeah, up and down, all over the place.
There you go.
And we are getting other comments on that as well.
There we go. Oh, there's the song. All right, so we're going to take next week off. We'll do a, we don't do best of because there's no such thing.
Recycled.
We do a Mighty House Recycled show then. And then we'll be back the first Saturday in January. So we'll take a weekend off here. That'll be cool. Relax, sleep in on a Saturday. Can you handle that, Robbie?
Yeah. But my dog's used to getting up at 6. So
yeah, some of mine's going to do that too. So kind of...
It's not going to work anyway.
Not exactly the way you're planning it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. You can follow us on Facebook there all next week. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement
Show. Follow us on foot?
Facebook. And you can also go to Twitter. Just use the handle Mighty House, and you can use the hashtag Mighty House. So in 2 weeks, we'll have another Mighty House Tip of the Week. We'll have another Clutter Clarity. We'll be taking your phone calls. We might have a guest or two. We have no idea just yet. And we'll be on Facebook Live. So we'll have a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of good things planned for next year, too. More videos.
But over the next 2 weeks, we'll be on Facebook chatting with you. And Ron's going to do a Facebook Live.
Sure.
So we'll be around.
We'll be doing stuff.
Yeah.
Doing things.
Or send us an email. Yeah. Rich@mightyhouse.net. Ron@mightyhouse.net. Robbie@mightyhouse.net.
No, rich@mightyhouse.net is perfect. That's all you need to do. Just go to rich@mightyhouse.net. All right, for Rich Cowgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Cowgill. Have a happy Christmas and New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it square and level.
Until
next 2 weeks from now.
Two Saturdays from now. Next year.
Yeah.
Until next year.
Till next year.
Adios. See ya.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.